but Sam lay back and stared with open mouth, and for a moment, between bewilderment and great joy, he could not answer. At last he gasped, "Gandalf, I thought you were dead. But then I thought I was dead myself. Is everything sad going to come untrue? What's happened to the world?"
"A great shadow has departed," said Gandalf.
And then he laughed, and the sound was like music, or like water in a parched land. And as he listened, the thought came to Sam that he had not heard laughter, the pure sound of merriment, for days upon days without count. It fell upon his ears like the echo of all the joys he had ever known. But he himself burst into tears. Then, as a sweet rain will pass down a wind of spring and the sun will shine out the clearer, his tears ceased, and his laughter welled up, and laughing he sprang from his bed.
"How do I feel?" he cried. "Well, I don't know how to say it. I feel, he waved his arms in the air, "I feel like spring after winter, and sun on the leaves, and like trumpets and harps and all the songs I've ever heard."
He stopped and he turned towards his master. "But how's Mr. Frodo?" he said. "Isn't it a shame about his poor hand? But I hope he's all right otherwise. He's had a cruel time."
"Yes, I'm all right otherwise," said Frodo, sitting up and laughing in his turn. "I fell asleep again waiting for you, Sam, you sleepyhead. I was awake early this morning, and now it must be nearly noon."
"Noon?" said Sam, trying to calculate.
"Noon of what day?"
"The 14th of the new year," said Gandalf, "or, if you like, the 8th day of April in the Shire reckoning. But in Gondor the new year will always now begin upon the 25th of March, when Sauron fell, and when you were brought out of the fire to the king. He has tended you, and now he awaits you. You shall eat and drink with him. When you are ready, I will lead you to him."
"The king?" said Sam. "What king? And who is he?"
"The king of Gondor and lord of the western lands," said Gandalf. "And he has taken back all his ancient realm. He will ride soon to his crowning, but he waits for you."
"What shall we wear?" said Sam, for all he could see was the old and tattered clothes that they had journeyed in, lying folded on the ground beside their beds.
"The clothes that you wore on your way to Mordor," said Gandalf. "Even the orc rags that you bore in the Blackland, Frodo, shall be preserved. No silks and linens, nor any armour or heraldry could be more honourable. But later I will find some other clothes, perhaps."
Then he held out his hands to them, and they saw that one shone with light. "What have you got there?" Frodo cried. "Can it be?"
"Yes, I brought your two treasures. They were found on Sam when you were rescued. The Lady Galadriel's gifts. Your glass, Frodo, and your box, Sam. You will be glad to have these safe again.